The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
While like many people, I love shopping online, the one thing I don't love is the constant barrage of emails you get afterwards asking you to review your purchase. Got one the other day from Amazon that just kind of like, they wanted me to review the packaging of my shipment. And it was something they'd shipped me 2 or 3 weeks earlier. I'll be honest with you, I don't even remember what the packaging was. Whenever I get my package, I open it up and I move on. I don't even think about that. Or if you ever shop at Best Buy or any stores like that, review your purchase. Now, I understand why they're doing it. They're trying to build their online traffic. They're trying to build good stories so people will keep buying. But what's the incentive for me to want to review? Because 9 times out of 10, you just go look for the bad reviews to see what's wrong with it. You don't necessarily look at the good reviews. Or maybe some people do. But what's the incentive for me to take the time to really stop and think about it? I'll be honest with you, I'm too busy in life to go back and review things. I know it's the way of the future. I know everybody wants to have a voice online. When it comes to reviewing products, I don't know if it's that important to me. Maybe it should be.